Cyber attacks on critical infrastructure. Can hackers take out the power grid?
It should wake us up to doing a much, much better job of network defense.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Amidst everything else that's going on in America right now, let's not forget, earlier this month, the Department of Homeland Security confirmed that Russian hackers have infiltrated the U.S. electric grid and may have the ability to shut down our power plants if they feel like it. The targets reportedly include at least one nuclear power plant in Kansas and other types of infrastructure, too. Robert Latiff is a former U.S. Air Force Major General and director of the Intelligence Community Programs at George Mason University. I asked him what the attackers are after.
Their goal is to demonstrate that they can. I don't think the goal of another country would actually be to take down the U.S. system. That clearly would be an act of war. But to demonstrate that they can is very important.
Why is that?
All about power struggles. As you reportedly, we might have had something to do with the Stuxnet virus that infected the Iranian centrifuges back in 2010, I believe it was. That sent a very powerful message to the rest of the world that the U.S., if it was the U.S., could do those kind of things. So other countries want to send the same message to us.
It sounds like you're describing, you know, what is sort of almost like a Cold War type, you know, back and forth of saber rattling. Should that worry those of us civilians?
It should, in much the same way the old Cold War should have worried us. Mistaking an action on the part of your adversary can be dangerous and catastrophic. But I wouldn't be really alarmed by it. It should wake us up to doing a much, much better job of network defense.
Yeah, when you look at the protection for infrastructure in the United States, do you feel like we are doing enough to prevent against these kinds of probes?
I think the general answer to that is no. There are 16, I wouldn't even begin to list them, but there are 16 sectors that are considered to be critical infrastructure. And most of them have done an abysmal job of upgrading their systems because it's expensive. And manufacturing, this is one that a lot of people don't think of. It turns out that the manufacturing sector is the sector that has had the most attacks. And most people don't think about that. But if you're building an airplane and you're off by a couple of millimeters on your weld, due perhaps to a cyber attack, that could have really bad consequences.
And should any of these attempts ever escalate to actual attacks? Should we be in a situation where we find ourselves where someone is perpetrating an act of war? How serious could it get when we talk about, let's just say, the electrical grid?
If it were they were to really press the attack, it could do a lot of damage. But one thing that is almost a positive is the age of our system and how it is sort of fragmented. So we don't have one monolithic power system in the United States. It's, I think I've heard the number, 3,000 different systems all tied together. Different computer systems, different security measures, so on and so forth. So an attack might not take down the whole system. But if it took down a significant portion of it, trains would stop running, water filtration and purification systems might stop, hospitals can only stay on emergency power for so long, so people might die. There are all kinds of secondary and tertiary effects that could hurt people.
Robert Latiff is a former U.S. Air Force Major General and the author of the book Future War. Security researchers said the actors behind the incursions used highly personalized malicious email campaigns to target engineers and other staff inside the facilities. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.